Welcome back. Well, the telecoms sector may be in for a shake-up. Mobile giant Vodacom is said to be in talks with struggling Cell C to acquire its contract customers. The move could see Vodacom gain over 1 million subscribers. While Vodacom has declined to comment on the news, telecoms analyst Obeg Pata from Africa Analysis joins us on the line now to discuss the merits of a potential deal here and how it could change the game for the mobile market. Thanks so much, Obeg, for your time this evening. So, like we say, rumors are that Vodacom is in talks with Cell C about taking on its contract-paying customers. How viable or logical a step would this be?
Good evening. It's not implausible. The benefit to Vodacom would be that it would acquire a customer base that generates an average revenue per customer similar to what its customers generate on contract, which is in excess of 200 rands a month. And Vodacom would gain an additional 1 million customers on top of its approximately 6 million. So it would be quite a good addition to Vodacom's postpaid customer base, and it would surpass MTN's postpaid customer base, which at the moment is a little bit ahead of Vodacom. So in other words, Vodacom would buy a annuity income group of customers that probably, by and large, would remain with Vodacom for the foreseeable future. And it's a valuable customer base because it's a reliable customer base. You don't expect them to be hunting around for best prices on a monthly basis for different deals and you know, leaving your network within a short space of time.
Okay, so Dobek, that on the one hand. On the other hand, how much of an answer to Cell C and Blue Label's woes right now? And, how much of an enhancement in terms of, enhancing its ability to pay down its hefty debt?
So I think from a Cell C perspective, it's that there is the element of realizing some sort of a short-term revenue out of a sale of the postpaid subscriber base, but it's probably more likely to be one of a number of elements that it's hoping will assist it in improving its financial position and growing its competitive position in the market by being able to be more cost competitive, for instance, going forward in the future. So it would generate some revenue. I'm not sure how much at the moment. The postpaid customer base that Cell C has, the approximately 1 million subscribers, generate about 3.6 billion rands a year, which is approximately 31% of its mobile revenue and about 25% of its overall service revenue. So it is quite a big contributor. So it could hope to get a bit of money for it, which would assist it in repaying part of the 9 billion debt it has at present. But it's not the only element. Other elements include the second recapitalization of the company that it's hoping to achieve through it's currently negotiating with a group called the Buffett Consortium, which would become a minority equity shareholder in the company and assisted with a financial injection and assisted with restructuring of the debt. And it's also it has been finalizing an expanded roaming agreement with MTN, where effectively over a period of time Cell C would increasingly be using MTN's network, particularly its broadband network services, the fourth generation LTE and 3G network, and decreasingly relying on its own infrastructure, which requires a lot of CapEx and also OpEx to build it, keep expanding it and maintaining it. So effectively, it's probably moving in the direction of becoming more of a service provider than a network or infrastructure operator as well. And also slimming down and simplifying its operations and hoping to realize savings or reduction of costs by not having postpaid customers, which require, for instance, subsidizing of handsets or devices when you sell them the contract.
Dobek, of course, those are the merits of the case. How much of a hurdle do potential Competition Commission issues erect on this path?
Well, but probably not that great. I would speculate because they're selling a relatively small portion of the overall subscriber base. Cell C has approximately 16 million, a bit less than that, active subscribers on its network, and it's trying to sell, or would try to sell, let's say, a million. And it has been battling, actually, for the past 2-3 years and trying to grow that postpaid subscriber base, despite the fact that it has been incentivizing subscribers on competitor networks, Vodacom and MTN in particular, quite extensively to move over to the Cell C services, and that hasn't been successful. So I think selling a smaller portion of its subscriber base is not going to weigh on Cell C's future performance in terms of its ability to survive or not survive in the market.
I ask the question, Dobek, because some of the commentary that has emerged today is that if the Competition Commission poses somewhat of an issue for Vodacom, given its size in the market, Telkom could well step into the fray here if they wanted to acquire the same kind of subscriber base, which leads to the question on the potential of all of this speculation actually starting to trigger somewhat of a bidding war within this space.
Not improbable. Telkom did bid or make an offer for Cell C and a few months ago, towards the end of 2019, of approximately 14 billion rands, if I remember correctly, for their going concern. And Cell C rejected that offer for a couple of different reasons. One was it was already in advanced negotiations with MTN and trying to recapitalize the company for the second time, which it thinks is a better option than selling, and probably because it's still looking at a potentially higher price than what Telkom was offering. But yes, there could be a bidding war. I would think that it's probably less likely, but less probable. And what we're seeing is in the market currently is almost a will on various stakeholders involved in preserving Cell C as a going concern, as a fourth larger mobile network operator in the country and one of five operators at present. That perhaps would explain why ICASA hasn't addressed the agreement between MTN and Cell C yet, in terms of its scrutiny, but it has indicated it probably will do so.
Well, we wait and see, and we'll be tracking developments as they unfold. Of course, all of this speculative at this stage of the game. Dobek, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Dobek Pater is telecoms analyst at Africa Analysis.